here in Hiver Beach. 27-21 in the third quarter with 6:52 remaining. Reese Ray kicked this one off. How they got that last drive started was an onside kick. Will they have another onside kick here, Ron?
No, I don't think they'll kick this one deep. They're happy now. They're going to let their defense get
there's
blown.
The onside kick. It's out to the 48-yard line. Bounces out of bounds. And a flag is on the play for going out of bounds. And it's going to be...
They almost, even though I don't think he tried the onside kick, he missed it. And it shot off the right side of his foot. And they almost got it, recovered that. But the Pirates are fortunate as it went out of bounds. And they'll take it right where it went out of bounds.
Yes, they will. They're at their own 48-yard line. They have 52 yards for the score. With 6:51 remaining in the third quarter, 27-21. Harbor Beach leads this one over Reese. Harbor Beach comes out, wastes no time in the spread formation. Kolaski keeping Kraft in the backfield, company in the shotgun. Two receivers out each wide. But the handoff to number 45, Sloan Kolaski. Reese that one all over the place, and it's a loss of five.
I'll tell you, number 79 was sitting in the hole this time on that trap. Brandon Bauer, he stayed home. Sloan Kolaski wasn't able to go anywhere.
Indeed, according to the spot, a loss of three on the play brings up second and 13 for the Pirates. Right at their own 45-yard line, moving left to right across the radio are the black pants, black jersey with white helmets Pirates. Right in the middle, in between the splitting the hashes at the 45-yard line in their own territory. Spread formation once again for the Pirates. Kraft rolling to his right, back to pass. He passes to number 86, Avery Wainer. He wraps this one in, flips head over heels at the 44-yard line of Reese. But in doing so, it is a... Let's see, that's a 11-yard gain.
Well, a number 21 for the Reese Rockets, Jimmy Hahn, made the hit for the Rockets, but it's going to bring up third and short for the Pirates.
Third and short by for about 2 yards. They're at the 44-yard line of Reese Rocket territory, and they're coming out in the spread formation once again, third and two for the Pirates. Kraft in the backfield with Blasky in the back. Now rolling to his left is Kraft, under throws number 2, Travis Esmaker, incomplete. He's trying to hit him at the far sideline at the 40-yard line, but Esmaker was at about the 38. Ball's incomplete, brings up 4th and 2 at the 44-yard line of Reese.
Again, going to the left, that's the hardest thing for a right-handed quarterback to throw, and that he ran into a little bit of trouble. He couldn't square his hips and then put the feet on the ball to get it to his receiver.
So it brings up 4th down for the Pirates. They're going to be punting this one away. Ginther is back on his own 42-yard line, the punter for the Pirates. And they are going to play it safe. Plenty of game left in this one. Maybe it's a fake. And no, there's the rugby-style kick. Looks like he intended for the fake, but then moved to his right a few yards and then punted this one away. And Avery Wainer, number 86, downs it at the 23-yard line. Deep into Reese territory. That's where Reese is going to take over with 5:14 remaining in the third quarter. 6-point difference between Harbor Beach and Reese. Harbor Beach leads this one 27-21.
Well, they made the Reese Rockets made the adjustment on the spread offense was flown inside, but the Pirates, I haven't seen if they made the adjustment to the unbalanced formation of the Reese Rockets, if they're picking that up and shifting their offensive linemen to cover those tackles.
First and 10 for the Reese Rockets. Receiver out wide each way. Three men in the backfield. Piak is under center. The fullback one step ahead of the other running back in the backfield. Piak hands it off to his first man. He pushes ahead for maybe 2 yards out to the 26-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 2. Brings up second and 8 for the Reese Rockets. The ball carry on that one at the bottom of the pile is number... I lost him on that one.
Well, he's made the hit for the Pirates. I'm not sure who carried it. I can't help you out there, Clark, because there was 3 or 4 of them that hopped on after Keith got a hold of them.
I'm going to give that one to number 32, Troy Albers. Gain of 2, now brings up 2nd and 8. 3 men in the backfield, receiver out wide, same formation, except this one is the same exact format, and it's a handoff to number 30. That is Tyler Beckman. He pushes forward for about the same result. 2 more yards, brings up 3rd and 6.
Gavin Colapart made the hit for the Pirates, so it's going to bring up 3rd and short for the Reese Rockets.
New Lothrop just added another score, so it's now Lothrop, New Lothrop 21, up the 8 in the third quarter in New Lothrop. It's third and 4 for the Reese Rockets, according to the spot. Three men in the backfield is the handoff, number 32. Number 32, Troy Elders, not had the line of scrimmage at the 30-yard line, and it's going to bring up fourth down in about 4.
Lone Klotsky made the penetration and got a hold of him by the leg, so it's going to bring up fourth and short. And I'm sure the Rockets will punt it, but it doesn't look like the kicking team is out, coming out yet.
Not quite yet. And, yeah, it goes back to the huddle. Looks like they're going to be going for this one on fourth and three. Fourth and a long three for the Reese Rockets. Piak's in the shotgun with running back on either side of the two and a receiver out wide each way. This is a keeper for himself, trying an option. And he gets out to the 35-yard line. He has the first down by about a yard. That's a gain of 4 for Piak on the keeper on fourth down. Move the chains, Reese, first and 10.
That's a gusty call by the coach from Reese, Bob Saylor, and they picked up the first down before Eli Kraft was able to bring him down.
So brings up first and 10 at the 35-yard line. Folks, join the 57th anniversary savings at McDonald's Food and Family Center at the Northgate Shopping Center in Bannex this week. Del Monte bananas, only 47 cents a pound. First and 10 for the Reese Rockets. Piak under center, receiver out wide each way, same formation. As the pitch out to the right side, number 32, he has room to run. He is about 7 yards. It's the defense of Harbor Beach right out at into the 43-yard line where they say he went out of bounds. That's a gain of 8 for the Rockets.
Travis Essmaker finally forced them out of bounds, but not enough for a first down for the Reese Rockets. So it'll bring up second and short.
3 minutes remain in the third quarter. Harbor Beach leads 27-21 over the Reese Rockets. Second and 2. For the Reese Rockets, they're at their own 44-yard line, moving right to left across the radio. Piak is under center. Three men in the backfield. Wishbone formation for the Rockets. There's the snap. It's a handoff to the third man. And he hits a big hit. Number 13, Matt Frost, the 5'11 running back junior for Reese. He gains about 5 on the play, enough for a first down, and then about 3 more yards. So it's first and 10 at the 48-yard line for the Reese Rockets.
Lone Klotsky came knifing through there and smacked him, but not until they pick up the first down for the Reese Rockets. Again, they ran that unbalanced formation with the wishbone and handed it to the third back, and they just fouled everybody into the hole.
First and 10 for the Reese Rockets. They continue to convert on the late downs to continue this drive. They're at the 48-yard line, their own territory. P.I. keeps this one for himself to the right side. Number 52 of Harbor Beach all over him. He breaks free of that tackle, has him by the jersey, breaks free of that tackle, but there's more Harbor Beach players coming on the way. Loss of 3 on the play on the far sideline. Piak brought down for a loss of 3 in the backfield.
Brandon Oswald had him hemmed in, couldn't tackle him, but he did the best thing. He turned him back into where he got help, and which he did. So a nice play by Brandon Oswald. Didn't tackle him, but he did the right thing.
He hung on to him as far as he could. He had that jersey stretched. He's going to take the dry cleaning this week.
Uh-oh.
Second and 13 for the Reese Rockets at their own 45-yard line now. Minute 57 left in the third quarter, 27-21, Harbor Beach leading. Three men in the backfield, wishbone offset for the Reese Rockets. This is a pitch, a keeper, and he hands it off to number 30, Tyler Beckman.
Lone Klotsky on the hit for the Pirates. It'll bring up third and long, though, for the Reese Rockets.
Number 30, Tyler Beckman, gains 4 on the play. Gets back to the original line of scrimmage, then about another yard. They're out to the 49-yard line, nearly midfield on the right hash, moving right to left across the radio, are the Reese Rockets. Piak on the sidelines, being the call from the main man on the sidelines of Reese. That would be Bob Saylor of the Reese Rockets. And they come out, one receiver out wide each way. Piak in the shotgun with a receiver out wide, or with a running back on either side of him. Looking back to pass, number 5, Piak. Nothing going there. Rolls to his left. And he winds up again, but there's a snap. Number 61, Cody Puff in the backfield. He catches him in for a loss on the play. Loss of 3 on the play brings up fourth down.
Again, also, not only was Cody Puff there, but Brandon Oswald has the two converted. He should have made a decision to run quicker. Otherwise, he did too much tap dancing in the back, and that allowed the Pirate defenders to get the
Fourth and 13 for the Reese Rockets. Big third down stop there for the Pirates defense.